Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
We have a question all the way from Switzerland today here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Chris Wood got in touch. Chris, yeah, great to have you on board. Lindsay, Chris says he's planned to do a 70.3, a half Ironman, in his build-up to this year's Comrades Marathon. He says he finds the 5 to 6 hour endurance across a range of disciplines help him build core and stamina without the wear and tear of just running. He'd appreciate your thoughts, especially as it'll probably be his last big push before tapering. Chris, this is something that I do as well, and yeah, I just love the cross training. Lindsay, what's your take on it?
No, absolutely. I find that, you know, 80% of the field at Comrades are going to finish after 9 hours. So those are, 9 hours is a good runner, but not an excellent runner. And I pretty much have found through the years that the slower the runners are, and I include that from 9 hours and back, the more they benefit from cross training rather than running more. So once you've got enough running, so if you're running 4, and in most cases a lot of people are running 5 or more times a week, but 4 to 5 for me is already enough. And by adding the 5th and the 6th doesn't necessarily make you better. It does increase your risk of injury. Where cross-training plays a really important role in allowing you to get stronger without doing the same damage or opening yourself to the same risk of injury. So I do find that training for an Ironman during the build-up to a marathon or Two Oceans or a Comrades, for example, is definitely a wise thing to do. I would probably load my training with a bit more running than I otherwise would have if I was training purely for the 70.3, but that's not a lot more. So, you know, if you would normally, as an example, run 55 to 60 Ks a week as part of your Ironman training, then I would lose somewhere in the cycle or the swim a little bit so that I just made enough time so that I could get to 65 to 70 Ks on the run. But that's really the only change that I'd make. And even once your Ironman is done, I wouldn't then start smashing in a whole lot of extra mileage on the run. I may increase it a little bit, but I would still keep some of that cycling and swimming as part of the program. And that'll, yeah, look, it'll help make you nice and strong and fit for Comrades.
Awesome stuff, Chris. Good luck for that 70.3. And yeah, I'd be keen to know if you're doing the one in Zurich. I did the full there last year. It's an awesome, awesome race. So good luck. We'll definitely see you out on the road. And yeah, good luck with the rest of your training. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry. Until next time, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.